got in a little while ago and, you know, kind of got things set up here, you know, getting back reorganized here in Foxborough. So I'm running a little bit behind, but, you know, from what I've seen of the game, which is a good part of it, it's not much different than what we saw last night. You know, there's a handful of plays that really caused us a lot of trouble. And unfortunately, it very much overrode the other plays, which, you know, we were pretty competitive on. So, and that was really about the story of the game, other than, you know, in the kicking game where we really didn't do much to help ourselves field position-wise, like we have in so many other games this year. But, you know, offensively and defensively, it was, you know, just a few plays that had we played a little better, the game would have been a lot more competitive, but, you know, we just got to do a better job on that.
Bill, what did you see from Mark Lavoie when he had to fill in for Nick Kasdorf? I know he had a great hustle play there on one of Castle's fumbles, but other than that, how would you evaluate his performance?
He did a pretty good job. You know, we were throwing the ball a lot when he was in there, so, you know, it didn't seem like there were a whole lot of problems there. You know, could always be better. I'm not saying that, but there weren't a whole lot of problems at that spot.
Coach, could you talk about the decision to stay out west and what impact it might have had on yesterday's game?
I think it was the best thing we could have done for our team, and I think we had a good week of preparation. And I think it worked out well. So I don't think that was the problem.
Bill, what can you do to get more big plays out of the passing game? Last year you guys had, you know, 57 of those, and I know every year is a different year, but this year I think in 20-plus you have about 8. Is there anything you guys can do to get more big plays out of the passing game?
Well, I think the big thing is to hit the ones that we have an opportunity to hit. You know, when the defense takes those plays away, I don't really think it's good football to throw it down there just for the sake of throwing it down there. And that's not something that's something we really try to do. But when we have the opportunities to hit them, then we just got to connect on them. And, you know, we'll just keep working harder on that. But that's really the time to... That's really the time to let it go, and you know, we just gotta try to hit a few more of them when we get that opportunity.
Did San Diego give you some opportunities in that game to hit some big plays that maybe you weren't able to take advantage of, or did they just take it away?
Well, yeah, we threw the ball down the field, and we were close on a couple. We just, you know, we just couldn't quite connect on them. But then there were a lot of times when they played pretty soft and gave us a lot of space underneath, and you know, we were able to. A good part of the time, you know, throw the ball pretty successfully there. You know, so I think that's what you want to try to do is take advantage of, you know, where the defense's coverage is softer, but you've got to be able to, you know, you got to be able to convert them. And you know, we just, you know, we could do that a little bit more consistently. But as far as the downfield throws, just, you know, we have the opportunity to hit them, and, you know, we just got to make all the connections.
Bill, it seemed like that goal line stand to start the second half really sort of turned the game around.
Well, yeah, it was a key point in the game. There's no doubt about that.
Bill, do you have any injury updates? All the guys in the locker room,
no
one seemed to be wearing crutches or anything.
No. Like I said, we just got back a little while ago, and, you know, we'll not sure really how, if anybody knows. You know, you come in after the game, we've talked about this, you know, 100 times before, right after the game, is not the best time to make an analysis on what happened during a game. So sometimes it appears to be one thing and it's something else and vice versa. So, you know, we'll give it a little time, have the guys come in tomorrow and get checked out and see where we're at on, you know, we go out to practice on Wednesday.
Bill, the number of big plays they were able to hit with their passing game, how much of that do you put the fault of a lack of pass rush, and how much of it is breakdowns in the secondary?
Well, any time the ball gets thrown over your head in the secondary, that's not good. So, you know, it's every defensive back's job to keep the ball in front of them. You know, you never the intent's never to get it thrown over your head. So, whether it's a pass rush or not, that's the last line of defense. You got to prevent the big play, and if they hit them, they can hit them in front of you. So, that's ultimately. You know, it's got to fall. The long pass has got to fall in the secondary. You know, you're always looking for more pass rush and always looking for tighter coverage, but you got to defend a deep ball first. And, we didn't do a real good job of that last night.
Bill, I know I'd asked you this last night, just on that Malcolm Floyd play again, just out of curiosity. You said you didn't have enough, just watching it live, you weren't sure. Did you have a chance to go back and watch that play on the touchdown and whether his knee may have been down or not?
Yeah, actually, I still haven't seen it yet, Chris. But, I mean, really, it doesn't make any difference whether it was or wasn't. You know, if you're not able to see it during the game and, get a replay, a good look at it, then, I wouldn't challenge it just based on no evidence at all. And that's really what I would have been going off of last night. So, whether he was or wasn't, I'm sure you can analyze that yourself.
Yeah, it was for me to tell. I was just curious if it was a part of the thought process.
Yeah, I didn't, as I told you, I'm standing too far away. I'm on ground level. I couldn't tell, whether it was or wasn't. And then we never got a good look at it, so.
Bill, do you have any idea what the schedule is going to be like for this week? Just with the, you guys getting back. You mentioned you just got back. I'm sure the players are fatigued. And then you have the Monday night game, so it seemed like it would be a little bit of an unusual schedule this week, possibly.
The players will be in on Wednesday. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we haven't nailed down everything for the end of the week, but the players will be in on Wednesday. So
I just know Saturday is usually a walkthrough day, but with the game on Monday, I didn't know if maybe you'd use it as something other than a walkthrough day.
Right. Well, like I said, we just got in early this morning. We're still going through the game from last night, and then, we'll talk about our schedule going forward for this week and try to, do what we feel like is in the best interest of the team and what the team needs the most. And right now we haven't really gotten to that point because we're still, as I mentioned, still going through the San Diego game and, want to get that out of the way, get all the corrections and, things we need to talk about from there before we, get started on Denver and the whole week of preparation with the Broncos. So if you're trying to make vacation plans for the weekend, you have to hold off on them a little bit longer.
Bill, aside from the big plays in the passing game, it seemed like from upstairs it looked like you guys were able to contain LaDainian Tomlinson for the most part. Was that the case when you went back and looked at the film?
Well, I think that on the big plays, on those handful of plays, they gained a lot more yards than they gained on the other 50 or whatever it was. So I thought we played competitively on third down. I thought we played competitively in the running game. I don't think we were competitive for the most part on, the short and intermediate routes. Sproul or Tomlinson got out there on a wide route there late in the game and, got a few yards on that. But, overall, it was, I think, a pretty competitive game defensively other than the big plays. But, you can't dismiss those. But there were, I think a lot of positives in terms of the overall, way we defended them, but not on those handful of plays. And it's a little bit the same thing on offense, too. We had a lot of positive plays. We had some success in the running game. We had some success throwing the ball, but we weren't able to put enough points on the board and weren't able to make enough key plays in the game when we needed to. And so, that's why the score was the way it was. I don't think the competitiveness of the game was really reflected in the score. There were a lot of good things, but we all set it with, missing some opportunities and not being able to make a few plays at the right time.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, thank you.